大家知道我第一个动作是什么？
Everybody know what my first action is?
先看圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
没有看圣经的话就讲不下去。
If I'm not reading the Bible, I won't be able to say any more thing.
所以请看路加福音十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
十五节
，verse 15，
路加福音十二章十五节
，Luke chapter 12。
于是啊，对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”那这里主耶稣结束我们一个很重要的信息。
Lord Jesus has passed on a very important message to us.
在讨论人生命的价值。
He's talking about the value of life.
那人生命的价值不只是在乎钱财和家道丰富。
And the value of life does not base on the possessions you have.
那可见人的生命的价值还有另外几个层次。
The value of life it has many layers.
当然，人的生命是非常有价值的。
The value of life is precious and has value.
所以主耶稣他也说，人若赚得全世界那假设赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
That's the reason why Lord Jesus said that if you have earned the whole world but you have lost your life, what is the point for that?
那人还能够拿什么来换生命？
So what can man take to replace life?
所以为什么主耶稣他提醒大家说，我们在爱别人的时候，也不要忘记也要爱自己呀
？As Lord Jesus Christ reminded us, when we love others, we have to love ourselves as well.
我们就要互相提醒啊，尤其这个配偶这些姐妹们比较辛苦啊，有些人还要上班啊，还要处理家庭的事情。
And we have to remind each other when sister has to go to work and they have to take care of the family affair as well.
所以我们做先生的就告诉太太说你也要学习爱你自己哦。
As a husband will tell their spouse that you have to love yourself.
那人的生命是无价的。
The value of life is unmeasurable.
人的生命只能够活一次。
And we can only live one time.
那人的生命这个不只是说在乎家道的丰盛。
And the value of life does not base on your possession in your household.
人的生命你说无价，当然也是非常昂贵。
The value of life is precious and unmeasurable.
所以在诗篇有这么一句话。
So in Psalm there is a verse.
我们请看诗篇的四十九篇。
Psalm chapter 49.
诗篇四十九篇第七节。
Psalm chapter 49, verse 7.
诗篇四十九篇的第七节
，Psalm chapter 49 verse 7。
第七节，一个也无法赎自己的弟兄，也不能够替他将赎价给神。第八节，那叫他长远活着，不见朽坏，因为赎他生命的价值极贵，只可永远罢休。那这里是提到生命不能够为别人来争取活久一点。
I mean, life, you cannot fight for life for others.
还是说永远活着。
That means you cannot live eternally.
也不能够看到我们所爱的人即将要离开世间，那说那我替你死。
So you cannot say to the person you love that you are about to die that I can replace in your position.
那你不要死，我来死。
So don't die. I will die for you.
有位姐妹她她有位妈妈，其实两个都年纪相当大，她自己年纪也大，这位姐妹年纪也大，她的妈妈年纪更大。
Her sister is age and as well, her mother is even older than her.
她就祷告神了。
And she prayed to God.
因为她很爱妈妈。
Said I love my mom so much.
所以她就祷告神说：“神啊，让我来替我妈妈死。”
Saying, God, I pray to you that I can die for my mom.
这样子祷告也是很有爱心的。他宁愿失去自己的生命，来换取妈妈的生命。
This kind of prayer is full of love that he can actually die for her mom.
结果神让两个都活着。
Then God let both of them to live.
因为神就顾念到这个女儿的爱心呢。
Because God has taken care of the loving heart of this daughter.
所以生命真的是无价。
So the value of life has is precious and measurable.
啊，但是有一个人呢、啊。
There is a person.
为着大家的生命，为着我们的生命，宁可牺牲他自己宝贵的生命。
That for the life of everybody, then he rather sacrifice him or herself.
我们请看以赛亚书的53章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53,
第十节。
Verse 10.
以赛亚书五十三章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10.
第十节，神却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。神以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延年年日啊，延长年日。主所喜悦的事，必在他手里亨通啊。再继续看十一节
，verse 11。
那他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因为认识我的义仆，得称为义。并且他要担当他们的罪孽，十二节。所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的军分如晤，因为他将命倾倒，与至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。我们看耶稣基督他这种受苦啊，为众人受死的这种精神。
Let's see how Lord Jesus suffered for others.
生命是无价的，大家都知道。
And the value of life is precious and measurable.
所以每一个人都很爱惜自己的生命。
Everybody loves their own life.
啊，渴了就想喝水啊，肚子饿了就想找东西吃。
When they thirst, they want to drink, and when they're hungry, they want to eat.
啊，不愿虐待自己的生命。
They will not abuse themselves.
啊，但是主耶稣啊，他是不一样的。
And Lord Jesus is different.
圣经说，神定义将他压伤。
Bruce Reed that he will not pluck.
所以主耶稣啊，并不是偶然跌倒，偶然啊生病。
So Lord Jesus would not stumble or get sick by accident.
他都是有计划的，按照神的旨意，有计划的来走向各个他山啊，走向十字架。
That he has walked in the path of God's will and walked toward the cross.
他是很奇妙，十一节。
Miraculously, verse 11.
说他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。
And he shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied.
这个就是生命的价值啊。
And this is the value of life.
啊，虽然他自己失去了他自己的生命。
And even though he sacrificed his life.
啊，他就是按照在旧约时代神所写的剧本啊来演出。
Then he obeyed according to the Old Testament that what God has planned for him.
我们看那些演员啊，他们的酬劳、片酬啊，演一部戏的话，他们的酬劳非常的高啊。
We have seen those actor or actress and the repayment for their acting are high.
啊，几百万美金哦。
And a few million dollars.
然后他们享受他们的生活啊。
Then they enjoy their life.
啊，我们知道那些明星演员的，他们的房子都很漂亮，在在海边啊，豪宅。
Then we can see those celebrity. They have pretty good expensive houses by the seaside.
他的主耶稣不一样。
The Lord Jesus is different.
主耶稣演完这出戏以后
，and after Jesus finishes his show and after finishes acting,
他没有拿到一分钱呢。
Then he did not get a penny.
啊，不但没有拿一分钱，他失去了他自己的生命啊。
And not only he did not get anything, he lost his life as well.
所以为了要演主耶稣在旧约时代所写的那个剧本。
And in order to replay or rehearse the script that Lord Jesus has played.
演完了以后。
And after the play.
啊，就是要死亡了。
Then he will have to sacrifice his life.
但是就是这样子哦。
But because of that.
他不后悔。
Then he has no regret.
他心满意足。
Then he was satisfied.
这个就是生命的价值啊！
And this is the value of life.
主耶稣将命倾倒。
And Jesus has
好像水哈、啊、就倒出来一样。
Jesus sacrificed his life like water pour out.
水倒出来以后就没有机会再收回去了。
So when the water pour out, then you have no chance to take it back.
但主耶稣说，这是他自己愿意的。
Lord Jesus said, "This is what he is willing to do."
没有人逼他。
And nobody forced him to do so.
所以主耶稣为我们死在十字架上不是偶然的。
And Lord Jesus died on the cross. It's not by coincidence.
也不是因为他做错了什么事情。
And not because he has done anything wrong.
而是他要担当许多人的罪。
But he has to sacrifice for many other sins.
而且呢，又为这些罪犯们代求。
And he prayed for this sinner.
所以他自己就有权利啊，有这个本钱说，我们的生命啊，不在乎家道的丰富了。
So he is qualified to say that our life does not based on our possession.
曾经牺牲过的人。
And those who have sacrificed.
曾经死过的人。
And those who die.
才有资格告诉我们生命的价值在哪里呀、啊、
？Then he may be qualified for what the value of life is.
没有牙齿痛的人
，and those who has no toothache.
啊，没有经过头痛这种经验的人
，and those who has no experience in the headache.
就很难去安慰牙齿痛、头痛的人呢、啊、
？Then they cannot comfort people with toothache or headache.
因为他没有这个体验呢、啊。
Because they have no experience.
他不知道牙齿痛是什么感觉啊。
They couldn't feel what a toothache is like.
他不能够了解头痛什么感觉啊。
They cannot understand what headache is.
我们没有过忧郁症的人也很难理解忧郁症的病情。
Then as we don't have any depressions, we cannot understand people with depression.
只有主耶稣他知道。
Yeah, only Lord Jesus knows.
在主耶稣他有权利，他有资格，他有这个本钱啊，来说话。
So Lord Jesus has the qualifications to say things like this.
所以他现在劝告我们、啊、
So now he advises everyone.
人生命的价值到底在哪里
？What is the value of life？
所以我们不要看错。
Don't see it wrong.
那一般人的所看的生命、啊、是很窄小的。
Yeah, ordinary person see life in a narrow way.
那我们看这个生命的面向、啊、是很广的。
So we see life in a broader perspective.
我们看那个四活物啊
，as we see the four
啊，要人的脸像，要人这个脸像。
And the creature has the face of man.
所以，当然我们不可否认，人活在世界上当然是有价值，当然是要追求这个衣食住行啊。
We cannot disagree that when we live on earth, we need all these possession.
因为人的生命包括。我们在地面上物质的生活
，the value of life include those material in on earth，
也就是这个财产的丰盛
，that means the wealthy possession。
但是生命的面向除了这个以外，还有其他的，还有牛，还有鹰。
The creature also has the eagle and the ox，
还有狮子。
And lion.
好，所以还有这些面向不只是啊这个人的方面。
So all these faces is different from man, not just man only.
好，所以我们探讨看看生命面向到底是还有哪些。
So let's see what other values we have in life.
所以我们刚刚讲过啊，主耶稣他就是为着我们，他自己成了贫穷。
And Lord Jesus said that because of us, he became poor.
啊，让我们能够富足。
So that we are rich.
那我们到底在哪些事情上来富足
？So what kind of value of life that we are rich for？
物质上富足当然是好。
And it's good to have a rich in possession。
但是那不是绝对的哈。
But that is not absolute。
所以圣经就勉励我们要在信上啊，在信上来富足啊。
So the Bible say we have to be rich in our faith or belief。
好，我们请看雅各书。
Let's look at James。
雅各书第二章。
James chapter
2. 雅各书第二章第五节。
James chapter 2 verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我亲爱的弟兄们请听啊，神岂不是拣选世上的贫穷人吗？叫他们在信上富足，并且承受他所应许那些给爱他之人的国吗？所以我们在哪些事情上要富足呢？
So what kind of things we need to be rich?
不只是这个钱财上要富足
，not just our possession
啊，但是最主要的是在信上要富足。
That we need to be rich in faith，
因为这是我们的根本。
Because this is our root，
这个是信仰，也是我们生命价值的根本。
This is our faith and the value of life，
因为只要是没有一个信仰
if you don't have any faith，
其实人的生命这个价值的话就变成非常的贫穷贫乏
value of our life become poor。
我们看有些地区的人呢
and you can see some regions
非常富有
rich
在物质上很丰盛
they are rich in possession，
但是没有信仰
but they don't have any faith。
你看没有信仰的那些人跟有信仰的人这个生活形态生活方式是不一样的。
You can see the difference between those who has faith and those who does not。
哪一种人比较快乐？
And who is more, who is happier？
当然是有信仰的人比较快乐啊。
Of course, those who has faith is happier。
他们活得就比较有意义的。
And they live a meaningful life。
所以我们要在信上富足。
So we have to be rich in faith。
那为着要在信上富足，当然我们要有所追求。
And in order to be rich in faith, we have to pursue after our faith。
所以生命的意义跟价值也在追求，追求一个东西。
The value of our life based on the pursuit of a certain thing。
假如一个人没有追求的话
，If somebody does not pursue anything，
那就整天待在家里了。
Then he can just stay at home。
你看有的人学校毕业以后也不去上班了。
You can see some people graduated from school and they just stay home。
他对周围的人也没有什么兴趣呀。
And they show no interest to people around him。
有没有这种人？有啊。
So、is there people like that? Yes。
那这种人是不健康。
And this kind of person is not healthy。
这种人是有病的呢。
And this person is sick。
但在灵性上，我们不要成为这种人呐、
啊。Then in our faith, do not be a person like this.
我们要追求一个崇高的目标。
And we have to pursue a higher goal.
我们就是为了这个目标而活。
And because of this goal, we live.
当其他的人都不理这些的时候
，When everybody does not pursue after this,
我们生命不一样。
Then our life is different.
我们生命有个目标。
And our life has a goal.
就是为了这个目标而追求。
And we pursue after this goal.
我们现在很多人也是为了一个目标啊。
And everybody is after a goal.
一般的人目标跟我们的目标是不一样的。
And your goal is different from my goal.
一般人所追求的目标就是成就。
And everyone else after the goal of achievement.
成功。
And successful.
所以我们怎么来塑造？塑造我们孩子的价值观。
How do we mold our children to the value system?
我们就是塑造孩子价值观，就是好像世界上的成就、成功。
We need to make the value system to be successful.
可是他们在信仰上没有一个追求。
But they don't have any root on their faith.
这个生命价值是要打问号的。
And this value of life is questionable.
所以我们基督徒就是有个信仰作为基础。
So as Christians, we have faith as our goal.
我们要追求什么？
What do we after?
我们追求神的国与神的义。
And we are after God's kingdom and His righteousness.
也就是追求永生。
Then we are after eternal life.
这个才是我们生命的价值。
And this is the value of our life.
当然，每一个人都在追求。
Of course, everybody is after this.
没有一个人会去刻意哦，刻意去追求虚无啊，虚无，就没有什么，就是emptiness。
Nobody will go after emptiness。
这个 humanity 没有一个人会去追求这个空气。
And nobody will be after the air。
谁会去追求空气呢
？Who is after the air？
可是很多人现在正在追求空气。
But a lot of us is after the air，
但问题是他们不知道。
Because they do not know。
我现在很认真追求啊，上班十个小时啊，十二个小时啊。
So I'm very serious about my work. I work 10 hours a day。
他们非常忙碌，还有的人还上两个班呢。
And they're very busy. Sometimes they have two jobs。
那时候我太太还在芝加哥上班的时候。
Then when my wife work at in Chicago。
因为他们是三点就下课。三点就下班了。
They're off school. They're off work at 3 o'clock.
很多同事哦。三点又再去上一个班呢。
Then after 3 o'clock, some of the workers go to another job.
因为三点还很早啊。
Because at 3 o'clock is still very early.
他们觉得他们不浪费时间。
And they don't want to waste any time.
他们要追求一个很好的未来。
And they want to pursue a better future.
时间他们的美国梦。
And pursue and their American dream.
所以一般的美国梦是什么？
What is American dream?
我们知道有房子嘛。
We know that we have to have a house.
收入好啊。
And we have to have a good income.
车子开得很好，对不对？
A good car.
啊，离家要近啊。
And close to your house.
啊，钱要多啊。
And a lot of money.
这个是美国梦。
And this is American dreams.
啊，但是呢，到后来其实这些梦是不是很实在的？
But at the end, are these possessions real?
其实这些东西啊，到了一个时候就变成没用的。
But eventually, this will become nothing.
啊，就变成没有什么用处。
That is not useful for any good.
就会消失掉。
It will disappear.
所以今天很多人就在追求这种虚无的追求。不存在的一个东西。
So a lot of people are after these things that does not even exist.
但是这些东西呢，看起来现在是很迷人的，很诱人的。
But all these things has good attractions for others.
但是有一天呢，它会变成没有价值。
So one day will become no value.
它会变成虚无。
It will become emptiness.
好，我们请看彼得前书。
Let's look at First Peter.
彼得前书第一章的二十四节。
First Peter chapter one verse 24。
彼得前书第一章二十四节。
First Peter chapter one verse 24。
二十四。
24。
前书第一章的二十四节。因为凡要血气的，尽多如草，他的面容多像草上的花，花必枯干，草必枯干，花必凋谢。二十五节。我要主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这个道啊。所以我们看看这里所记载的有些东西呢，是暂时的啊，很快的就会消失的。
Let us see, these things are temporary and rather it will disappear.
啊，但是有的呢，也是就是永远长存的。
And some of these will become eternal.
所以我要主的道是永远长存的。
That Lord's word is eternal.
可是大家都看错，很多人都看错了。
But everybody is seeing this wrongly.
所以我们信徒，我们现在坐到这里的大家哈，也不要误以为哈，外面人所追求的，是非常美好的。
So our brethren here do not mistaken that those outsider is pursuing something better than us.
因为没有一个人会承认他现在所追求的是一个虚无的。
Because nobody will admit that what they are after is something that should not exist.
从神的眼中看起来呢，也是不存在的。
And from God's perspective, these things are nothing as well.
因为是虚无的。
Because it is does not exist.
没有一个人会承认他所追求的是这些东西。
No one will admit that what they are after does exist.
但是我们作为一个基督徒，
but as a Christian,
我们的看法跟其他人的看法不一样。
Our perspective is different from others.
我们领受神的道，领受神的灵。
As we receive God's word and His Spirit,
所以我们就像老鹰，还生命还有个面向要飞得高一点呢。
Then we're like an eagle who should be flying higher.
飞高以后再来看这个世界，你的视野，你的眼睛所看的就会不一样。
And as we are on a higher point, then we see this world differently.
这个就是生命的价值，因为你飞得高啊。
This is value of life because you fly up high.
所以感谢主，我们今天都有这样的认识。
So thank God we have believed all this correctly.
物质的东西不是说不需要，也现在呢，因为我们还活在世上，也是需要的。
I'm not saying the material we do not need any of those. As we live in this world, we need those.
但是最主要的，我们一定要告诉自己，要追求信上的富足。
But most importantly, we have to be rich in faith.
追求神的国，神的义。
That is God's kingdom and His righteousness.
那神的国这个，我们早上已经提过了。
And God's kingdom, I have already mentioned in the morning.
不要追错方向。
And do not pursue after the wrong direction.
所以我们一定要塑造我们下一代孩子们的正确的价值观。
We have to mold our next generations to be in the correct value system.
千万不要给他们一个错误的观念。
And do not give them a wrong perspective.
所以我们看早上所查考的，彼得说：“主啊，在这里正好啊。”
That this morning, Peter said to God, "That God, it is good to be here."
那保罗他说嘛，神的国是好的无比的。
Said Paul say God's kingdom is the best.
所以生命的价值在于要追求啊，追求，但是呢是永恒的。
And the value of life is to go after things, but it's not eternal.
好，那第二个 啊，生命的价值在哪里呢？
And second, what is the value of life? Where is that?
啊，圣经说啊，啊，主耶稣就是我们的粮啊，生命的粮食。
And the Bible says, God is our spiritual food.
那、啊、所以在他那里有粮食可以吃。
That there is a food that we can be taken, we can take from the Lord.
哎，就是说主耶稣啊，分享的他的生命。
And Lord has shared His life.
好，我们请看路加福音。
Let's look at Luke.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章啊，三十四节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 34。
路加福音十一章的三十四节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 34。
您眼睛叫做身上的灯，您的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。三十五节。
35。
所以你要省察，恐怕你里头的光或者是黑暗的。三十六节。
36。
若是你全身光明，毫无黑暗，就必全然光明，如同灯的明光照亮你。啊，他这里是提到人的灯光。
Here mentioned the lamp of the body。
那我们就是我们眼睛啊，就好像是一个灯一样。
Our eyes is like the lamp of our body。
所以最主要是眼睛，只要是明亮的话，那整个身体就明亮了。
If you have a lamp in your eyes, then our body will shine.
所以我们眼睛只要是很嘹亮的话
，So if our eyes is shining,
哇，这个人活得很好哎。
And this person must have lived a pretty good life.
我们就说这个人的有眼神哈。
So this person is glowing in his eye.
那当然，大家都很喜欢有眼神的人。
And people like people, others who have glowing eye.
那假设没有眼神，只要眼睛黑暗的话
，if your eyes appear dark,
啊，就很可怜。
Yeah,
他整个人的身啊，全身就变成黑暗。
And your whole body will be in darkness.
那哪有什么价值可言呢
？And what kind of value can we mention in this person?
所以这里所提的眼睛。明亮是什么意思
？So what does that mean that the lamp of your body in your eye shone？
啊，在对干福音书马太福音那里是记载说，这个眼睛假如健康的话啊
，And Matthew says if your eyes is really healthy，
全身就光明
，then your whole body will shine。
那眼睛假如不健康
，And if your eyes appear unhealthy，
全身就黑暗
，then your body become darkness。
所以我们整个人的健康不健康就跟我们眼睛有关系。
So whether you are a healthy person or not depends on your eyes.
我们的心灵的健康不健康也是跟我们眼睛有关系。
Okay, whether your spiritual heart is healthy depends on your eye.
所以眼睛的健不健康影响这个人。
So whether your eyes is healthy affect a person.
影响这个人的生命的价值。
Affect the value of life of this person.
那眼睛的健不健康到底是指着什么
？So what does that mean whether your eyes sight is healthy？
我们看四十一节。
Let's look at 41。
只要把里面的施舍给人，凡物与你们就都洁净的啊。所以主耶稣讲了这个故事以后
，So after Lord Jesus mentioned this，
那四十一节就做一个总结了。
And 41 is rather a conclusion。
那他所讲的就是在讲到施舍的问题。
That is talking about the willingness to give.
那也就是眼睛健康的话，就要表示这个人呢、啊，他很慷慨。
If your eyes are healthy, that means you are willing to give.
啊，就像主耶稣一样，他很愿意来跟我们分享他的丰盛。
Just like Lord Jesus, he liked to share his abundance.
啊，就是他自己变得贫穷，但是主耶稣他心满意足。
He becomes poor, but then he is satisfied.
啊，那为什么说？这个眼睛健不健康，我们很少人用这个慷慨啊，把它说成这个人眼睛很健康呢、啊。
Why would we never say a person is generous because he is healthy in his eye？
因为这个是犹太人他们特别的用法。
And because this is a special way that Jewish is using。
那这个不足为奇啊，因为每个国家都有他们自己的文化文字。的用法，特殊的用法。
Every country has different way of using their word.
啊，中国呢有，美国呢也有。
And so for Chinese and Americans, they use word differently.
那犹太人也是一样啊。
And same as Jewish.
哦，我们先来看箴言。
Let's look at Proverbs.
22:9.
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 9.
箴言22:9.
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 9.
箴言22:9.
Proverbs 22 verse 9.
眼目慈善的就必蒙福，因他将食物分给穷人。所以眼目慈善。
As your eyes is generous.
那一般我们讲慈善是这个人慈善，哪里是他的眼目在慈善呢？
If you say a person is generous, you don't say his eyes is generous.
所以眼目健康，所以眼目慈善，他去行善，他就把自己所有的分给别人。
If you have a generous eye, that means that you're willing to give all you have to others.
我们看那个路加福音19记载、有一个税吏长，他是财主。
Luke chapter 19, there is a rich man.
他本来的钱财是自己用的。
Then he all his possession he used it himself.
他是很有钱，是不错的。
He's very rich.
当然他就是自己享受。
But he enjoyed it himself.
当时那是他的钱，他有权利自己享受啊。
That his money, he has the right to use it.
但是他的生命就是在那个范围。
But then his life is contained in that possession.
自己，都是自己呀。
Then all himself and himself.
他的生命就不能够再跨一步。
Then his life cannot be out of the box.
所以他的生命的价值是有限的。
Then his life is limited.
可是当他认识主耶稣以后
，But after he knows the Lord.
他的把他的生命就扩大了。
And his life has broadened.
他把他所有的就变卖一半。来分给穷人。
He took half of his possessions and gave it to the poor.
来，大家一起来享受。
Then everybody can share his possession.
好料的大家一起来分享。
Good things, he should share.
好的咖啡，大家一起来分。
Good coffee, you should share.
大家都很快乐。
Then everybody is happy.
你看这个生命是不是很有价值呢？
Then don't you think this is a value?
就是好多东西你就得独享。
And if you have good things, but you enjoy it yourself.
那别人在那边流口水。
And others will just keep drooling.
你说你有什么价值啊？
And what kind of
只是你在那边，哇，好舒服啊，这个咖啡好喝啊。
Then you just enjoy the coffee yourself, and what is the point of that?
别人干瞪眼。
Then others will just stare at you.
你说这个生命有什么价值啊？
And what kind of value do you have?
但是撒该他不一样啊。
撒该。
Zacchaeus
is different.
这不一样，他把他生命分给大家。
Then he shared his life to others.
好像主耶稣一样。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ.
他就心满意足了。
Then he is satisfied.
好，那我们再来看箴言23:6.
Proverbs 23:6.
箴言23:6.
Proverbs 23:6.
不要吃恶人眼啊！不要吃恶眼人啊！不要吃恶眼人的饭，也不要贪他的美味啊！第七节，因为他心怎样思量，他为人就是怎样。他虽对你说请吃请喝，他的心却与你相背啊！那这里提到恶眼人的饭
，Here is talking about the food from the wicked.
就是我们早上提过、这个他心里面所想的跟他所说的不一样。
So, and we have mentioned in the morning that what he thinks is different from others.
虽然他请我们吃饭呢、
Though he treat us for a meal.
但是他很心不甘情不愿呢。
But then in his heart, he is not willing to.
可能他本来根本就没有这个意思啊，只是随口开，随信口什么。对不起的，信口开河了。
He did not mean to treat you, and he just said it.
所以这种人就吝啬了。
Then this kind of people are not generous.
说这个人是恶人。
And this is a miser.
所以我们要学习这个撒该税吏长这种精神呢。
So we have to learn from the Zacchaeus and the rich man.
我们要也要学习主耶稣这种愿意来分享，甚至于分享他生命的精神。
We have to learn the spirit of Lord Jesus Christ to share with everybody.
分享我们的时间。
Then we share our time.
分享财物。
We share our possession.
分享生命。
We share our life.
分享经验的，包括成功的、失败的，都可以分享。
And we share our experience. Doesn't matter if it's failure or successful.
有的人只是分享成功。
And some people only share their success.
那分享成功，并不是说 啊、告诉大家要学习他这个有什么优点、啊、而就是要炫耀他的成功而已的。
And when he shared his success, he's not sharing his true success. He just want to boast.
然后不大愿意分享他的失败。
Then he's not willing to share with others his failure.
啊，其实失败是成功之母啊，失败啊更是具有建设性的体验呢、啊。
And actually, if you fail to succeed, that is more value in your success.
可是我们可以发现，很少人愿意来分享他们的失败。
But we notice that not many people would like to share their failure.
因为为了面子。
Or because of their face.
但是作为一个真的基督徒。
But as a true Christian,
像保罗一样，好的不好的都分享。
Like Paul, that he will share his good and bad.
啊，这个是真心的分享。
And this is a true, he has a true heart to share.
所以生命的价值在于分享。
And the value of life, depends on your sharing.
那再来哈，就第三个。
And third point.
那基督是我们的朋友，也是我们的仆人呢。
And Christ is our friend as well our slave.
啊，所以主耶稣来这个世界上不是要受人服侍的。
And as Lord Jesus come to this world, did not get service from others.
而是要服侍人的。
And he need to serve others.
当然了，他是主人呢、啊，他是主人。
And his master.
那全世界都是他的。
And the whole world.
他是这个宇宙的创造者。
Then he's the creator of this universe.
所以什么东西都是属于他的。
Then everything belongs to him.
他是至高的神。
And he is the most high God.
所以他理当接受大家的服侍。
Then he received a service from others.
可是他却是来服侍我们。
But he is here to serve others.
所以人的生命价值在哪里呢？
And what is the value of life in man?
在服侍。
And it is to serve others.
啊，创世纪十八章记载亚伯拉罕的服侍。
And in Genesis chapter 12, it has recorded the service of Abraham.
哦，亚伯兰真的是不容易。
Abraham is not easy.
我们看他那时候年纪已经蛮大了。
And we know he has advanced in age.
来，因为这段记载啊，实在是太精彩了。
And this recording is interesting.
我们不看呢，太可惜。
And we should take a look.
我们看创世纪十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章第一节。
Genesis chapter 18 verse 1。
十八章第一节。
Verse 1。
神在曼烈橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来。那时正热啊，那时正热。亚伯拉罕帐篷的门口。啊，那这一节光是这一节的话，就看出。这个故事的开头就已经是非常精彩的。
Since you can see the beginning of this story is interesting.
我们看到神像亚伯兰显现，这个是好像是很平素啊，很平俗的记载呀。
So we see that Lord appeared to Abraham and looks ordinary.
但是圣经说那时正热。
But say Lord appeared to him at the time then.
那时正热，天气很热。
Oh, it was in the heat of the day.
多热，这个不知道。
How hot it is.
听说最近几天东部是一百度啊。
And heard that in the east, it was over 100 degrees.
那凤凰城不晓得几度啊。
And we do not know how hot Phoenix is.
那我们想想，我们这里就是一百度的话。
And if we can imagine if we have 100degrees,
可能现在一半以上的人都已经打瞌睡了，太热受不了。
Might be dozing off because it's too hot.
所以这个我们就把它想成是一个电影哈。
So we can imagine that we are.
那电影要介绍亚伯拉罕怎么接待这三个客人。
And in the movie, how Abraham want to introduce these three persons.
那大家请看第一幕一定是怎么样
？The first scene will be.
亚伯拉罕坐在那里。
Well, Abraham is sitting there fanning himself.
那这个动作是表示什么？
What is this action?
很热，对不对？好，这个动作是表示说亚伯拉罕他第一个画面就是这样子。但是我顺便上了我自己家哈。
The first scene.
感谢主有这个机会，顺便上了我自己家，顺便来讲这个故事。
And you can see that the first scene when.
所以你要知道我很热。
He's fanning himself. So you know that I'm pretty hot.
所以这个代表很热。
That means he is pretty hot.
所以已经把这个故事的背景哈，亚伯兰的故事有什么值得提出来的，就是因为这一句 这个字，那时天气正热。
What was worth mentioning of Abraham's story that just showed that it's very hot in the heat of day.
橡树啊，这个橡树是树叶很多啊。
Terebinth.
有树荫。
That means he's under the shadows of tree.
所以当这三个人出现的时候
，When these three persons appear.
亚伯拉罕他年纪大了。
Then he is advanced in age.
他可以继续在那边扇风啊。
Well, he continued.
因为很热嘛。
And Abraham continued to fan.
等到这三位客人自己来呀。
Then he's waiting for these three persons to appear.
但是亚伯兰不是这样的服侍方法。
And this is not the way Abraham served them.
虽然天气很热
，though it's in the heat of day.
但是到了起来，就跑去面向这三位客人，起来要离开他的座位，离开那个阴凉的地方。
Then he stood up, left the place where it is cool, and ran to the door to meet them.
而且啊，年纪大了，还匍匐在地上。他不是摔跤的，他是匍匐刻意的匍匐在地上。
And he was not stumbled over, but he kneeled himself down to the ground.
好，那其他故事不用再看了。到这里为止，已经是很感动人了。
And you don't have to read on because it is really touching the story.
亚伯罕的故事哦，一直到现在已经经过几千年了，我们现在还在传颂着。
Say Abraham's story after a few thousand years, we're still talking about it.
你说他的生命是不是很有价值啊
？Then will you consider his life is full of value?
他自己很吃亏，你看他还要起来，年纪大了，他要跑向那三位客人呢，他已经很热了。
Then look at him. He has to run toward the three guests and in the heat of the day.
当然，圣经没有记载说他是不是有心脏病啊、高血压啦、啊。有心脏病、高血压的话，还不能跑嘿。
So the Bible did not record that he has a heart attack or the blood pressure. He might not be able to run.
但是他不管这些。
But he does not care about these.
他做他已经尽力做他所能做的。
And he did what he should be doing.
为着服这三个客人。
Oh, because he wanted to serve these three guests.
啊，主耶稣啊，也是一样服侍我们呢。
And Lord Jesus serve us as well.
那主耶稣对我们要求是什么
？And what is the require of Lord Jesus from us？
主耶稣是不是也是要求我们要跟古圣徒一样啊，要跟他一样的牺牲奉献
？And did Lord Jesus require us to be like the saints and sacrifice themselves？
啊，其实不需要。
And we do not have to.
主耶稣要求是让大家都可以做得到的。
And Lord Jesus requires to do things that we can achieve.
我们请看马太福音。
And let's look at Matthew.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章的四十节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 40.
马太福音第十章四十节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 40.
人接待你们，就是接待我；接待我，就是接待那差我来的。四十一节。
41.
人因为先知的名接待先知，必得先知所得的赏赐；人因为义人的名接待义人，必得义人所得的赏赐。四十二节。
42.
无论何人，因为门徒的名，只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。所以神的要求在哪里呢
？What is the requirement of God to us？
一杯凉水
，a cup of cold water。
所以很简单
，it's pretty simple。
我们不需要像亚伯拉罕这样起来，或者还匍匐在人的脚前。
And we do not need to be like Abraham, stood up and run toward people and kneel down。
假如我这样做的话，你会吓一跳啊
！If I do that, you'll be shocked。
所以不要这样子哈。
And do not do。
简单的、啊、一杯凉水啊。
It's pretty simple, a cup of.
啊，只要去府上拜访的话，一杯凉水就好了。
So if I go visit you, a cup of water will be sufficient.
啊，咖啡也不需要了。
So we do not need a coffee.
一杯凉水。
Just a cup of cold water.
这个是心在那里呀、啊。
Because you show your heart.
这是个精神。
And this is a spirit.
这主要说要求不是很多。
And this is not a lot of requirement from the Lord.
就是。跟大家一起来分享我们所有的就好了。
So you just need to share a little bit of you.
我家里什么都没有，就是一杯凉水。
So I don't have anything in my house. I just have a cup of cold water.
这个就够了。
And this is sufficient.
所以人的生命价值在哪里呢
？So where is the value of life in man?
就是在于服事。
is depends. It based on the service to others.
所以我们来做一个总结啊。
Now we come into a conclusion.
生命的价值在哪里？
And where is the value of life?
第一个是追求永生。
And to go after the eternity.
那做人一定要追求一个东西的。
And as man, we should go after one thing.
没有一个目标让大家来追求的话，大家就变成僵尸，就变成醉生梦死。就没有什么目标可言了。
If there's no goal for a man, there's nothing that we can go after.
到底是要追求什么？
What do we go after for?
我们追求美国梦。
We go after American dream.
除了这个以外，就要追求永生了。
Then here we are after eternity.
追求一个很崇高的目标，未来永远的快乐。
Then after just one goal to be happy eternally.
那生命价值在于与人分享。
Then the value of life.Relies on sharing with others.
生命价值也在于服侍众人。
And the value of life depends on serving others.
好，那趁大家打瞌睡前，赶快结束。
And before everybody goes off,
来再来唱诗471首。
And let's sing hymn 471.
Four seventy
one.